Mishnah, which tells us Hallel v'Hasimcha Shmona. Hallel and Simcha apply 8 days. Says Rashi, Hallel Ligmar Kol Shmona Kachtikdil Hanaviim Rishonim Ve'erchim Meforash Mashlam Pesach Meshimeachak Halukim BeKorban Oseya. Every day is a different korban, which the Parshim explained to me. And every day is a different yomtiv. You need a new hallel. But by Pesach, it's all one big yomtiv. Therefore, one hallel does the trick. Ve'asimcha lechol b'sar shlomim dekaimelam b'psachim b'smancha beis hamikdash kaimein simcha lebebosar shenema b'savachta shlomim v'yachal tasham v'samachta. So says Rashi. So v'samachta b'chagech applies there as well. Okay, so we have this mitzvah. Very, very nice. Very nice. Now, there's a problem. And that's our topic for today. The first Tosfos in the Perek. Lechol b'sar shlomim v'tgomim per arve psochim. Quotes from Rashi. V'im toma. Second wide line. Zimnim de'enim necholim koches. G'on shechal yom tov rishon to sukkos b'echad b'shabbos. You know that cannot happen on our calendar. But it can happen. V'yom shmini v'yechad b'shabbos. So first day Sukkos is Sunday, so too with Shmini Atzeres. The Evshaloma kol ches shleimim. Why? The Leil Motzei Shvi lo yishchatu. Cannot shecht at night. The Beinan Yom Akrova. Yom Hashvi namilo. The seventh day, which is Shabbos, Hashanah Rabbah, also not. Ten chagiga simcha docha Shabbos. Therefore, what? That's very nice on Shabbos itself. But the what a great kasha. What do you mean you always have 8? It's not always. It's just not always. You should say 7 and 8. Like Lulav Arava, 6 and 7. You should say 7 and 8. Okay, so there is a simcha at least Leil Shmini Atzeres, not a Pesach Shlomim, but you have something Sus Nekiya and Yayin Yoshan. What's the obvious question, gentlemen? Why is Tos only bothered by the case which we don't even have? When Shmini Atzeres falls out on Sunday, no matter what day of the week Sukkos falls out, it's always going to be a Motzei Shabbos. By definition, it has to be a Motzei Shabbos somewhere in the middle of Sukkos. The same problem is going to exist on Motzei Shabbos no matter how you slice it. This is the kasha which is asked by the Meforshim on this note. So let's turn to the back. See the Marshal, the Marshal, and the Maharam. It's such an obvious question. Let's take a look and see what they say. Says the Marashal, he came first. Afal pi, it went fiat, and if you have the fancy Gemara that I have, it's on page Lamed Beis, in the Old Zvehoda. Afal pi, shaliolam chosel el motzi Shabbos, v'yev shechesim echag below Shabbos. Afil hochi lo makshi etos zel hecha, shechay yom achad b'Shabbos. Why? Shem deshar lelos, lo visrabu lehed yo b'shlomim, rak leel shmini atzeres, the Afina Perak Lekamon, Mikrov V'Yisach Samech L'Rabos L'Yom Tavachma Shalchag V'Kalahovin. Okay, let's take a quick look here in the Gemara Mem Ches Amud Aleph. Not sure how far you'll get in Bein HaSemesterim, but it's the same sugya. Mem Beis and Mem Ches are clearly linked, as the Marashal says. The Mishnah repeats itself. Hahalal V'Asimcha Shmona. Minani Mili, says the Gemara. Stop. An extra ribui for the yom tov achra. Says the Marshal, the same kasha could have been asked each and every day of Sukkos. The reason they asked it on Shmini Atzeres, because of this Gemara, is this rabba beferish. That's the Marshal's answer. That's the Marshal. That's the Marshal. Yev Shalom HaKeng. Doesn't like it. We're not going to go into the reason why he doesn't like it. Whatever. Let's see what he says. Watch this. You take a look in the Marsha. If you have my print, it's this last five lines in column 2 of page Lamed Beis. Otherwise, if you look in the first Marsha in the Perek, it's the second half of that paragraph. Look what he says. Hey, mevinu hocha hadvarim de lekaman kipshutan. As Tosfos quotes from Rashi in Perek Eilu Dvarim, lo marbinan lekaman meveyisach sameach yom shmini lesimcha. We just read the Gemara, right? Veyisach sameach lerabos leil yom tov achron lesimcha. Only the night, not the day. Why? The bechagas sugos tzivs simcha, chagas sugos shivas yamin. The leil shmini is rabbi. Only the night should be a simcha lefanov, as the Gemara says in Daf Mem Ches. V'hashda de katani v'simcha shmona ein ayamim shavim. Why? The berishon asimcha biyom v'lo b'layla u'v'shayamim ben biyom ben b'layla u'v'ches b'layla v'lo biyom. So what do you have? You have simcha, should we use a modern expression? 24-7. Right? But there are 8 days. Yeah, but the 8 days, you exclude the first night and you exclude the last day, you get with 24-7. V'hashta shapir tikshi lehu k'shachal lel shmini b'motin shabbos lekel simcha klal b'ches lo b'layla, because you cannot have korbanos v'lo b'yom, because the 8th day is already out after the zman simcha. Havda limis dinami l'simcha shmona v'shiva, as it says to the others l'varava havda b'shar lelos Shachal b'motzi Shabbos hika simcha mias b'yom udvarim elu berurim b'kavona satosis. Fantastic. What a beautiful, this is the Marashah's pshat, seems to be obviously correct, the correct pshat and tosis. But v'eksh yia hatosis da hosam in p'sachim sostrim divreim da hocha, because tosis in p'sachim says, when it says l'rabos leil yom tov achron l'simcha, doesn't just mean the night of Shmini Atzeres, it means even the night and certainly the next day. V'chein pirush Rashi the hosam sos pirush of the lekaman shapirush yesh simcha b'yom shmini. So the double whammy stira, Tosfos and in Rashi, is the simcha the day of Shmini Atzeres. We'll come back to this minute if time allows. This is a very, very, very important Tosfos for many reasons. As we'll come to Blinera. Okay, any questions? This is because it's usually in the base medrash. You can take a shiur in the class. You can raise your hand and ask a question, whatever you want. No questions so far. Wonderful. So how do we answer the stira in Rashi? Take a look at Ahmed Ches to see the stira in bold relief. Rashi says over here, on Daf Mem Ches Amid Av, let's read the whole Gemara. We only read the first line before. Tana Rabbanan, V'yisach Sameach, L'Rabbas, L'Yom Tov Achron, O'ein El Yom Tov Rishon, Sh'omer Ach Chilek, U'Maroyes, L'Rabbas, L'Yom Tov Achron, L'Hotzin El Tov Rishon, Ma'avani L'Yom Tov Achron, She'esh Simcha Lefonav, Mo'otzin El Yom Tov Arishon, She'en Simcha Lefonav. Who cares if Simcha Lefonav? Who cares? Says Rashi, O'ein El L'Rabbas, L'Yom Tov Rishon, Vashminan should tzarech lisvoach shlomim erev yontif v'simchas laila rishim v'lo be'inan v'icha v'sh'as simcha. Aha! Rashi is giving away the trick. With the machlokas and psachim, you require v'icha v'sh'as simcha. If you do, then it's impossible to have simcha the first night. We can't shech the night, and erev yontif is not simcha. If you don't, then it'd be possible to require one to shech an erev yontif and eat the shah shlomim on the first night of Yom Tov. Keep that in mind. Previous Rashi, the Rabbi Sayon Tev Achron, the Simcha Shalafanav, the Kolo, Im Shiva Sayom, Shayizbach Shlomim Bishvi, Kadesh Lechel Lel Shmini, the High Sameach, the Maya Asa, came in the Tzil Lel Minev, and Samach the Bechagecha, all the Rabbis, Simcha Lel Shmini, the cave on this Rabbi Lel Yom Tov Achron, Shuk Tofel, the night is considered to be Tofel, Kavachom Hayom, Show eager, shechayev b'simcha. Wow, u'shar leilas lo tzrichi ribuye. The yomim afilu leilas b'mashmak. The rabbi and the rabbi sukkah daf mem gimel. Wow, the chiyitzchich leil yom tov achron. The itzchich deino b'chlal shiva. Va'kochach leilas rabbi shu samach l'shivas yomim Tikra v'yomasim b'kav v'chomer. Hashminin shemishlamim shanizbalkim b'chag ha'sukos yisbechu b'leil shmini she'enu yochol akar b'laylo. So says Rashi. The problem is, if you have my Gemara, is Likutei Rashi. Likutei Rashi, in the first wide line on the bottom, if you have my print, the Rabba Sayantav Achron, Ben Simcha Ele Bachila Shlomim, the Yom Tov Achron Gufei, Lo! Totrei Zimni Shiva Siyomim Ksiv, Gabe Simcha Gede Parishis, Vemela Ismaid Shmini, Sprek the Marashah, Zestir and Rashi. Rashi in Psochim, which is Likutim, says it's only the night of Shmini. Rashi in Sukkah says certainly the day of Shmini. An out and out contradiction. Everyone got the question? Not my question, my Shah's question. Everyone understand the question? Steer in Rashi, is there Simcha on the eighth day? Here Rashi says yes, the Kavachomer, and in Psochim he says no. So how do you reconcile this contradiction? So an answer is given, Rabbi will say the beautiful Sefer called the Mishnas Yavetz, Rabbi Tzal Zholti's out. He says as follows. It all depends on the question which we mentioned earlier, which Rashi refers to right over here. Do you require Zvicha Bishas Simcha? If you do, then Zvicha is part of the Simcha. Shikrivum Misham Simcha. Then the question becomes, how are you marbe the last night? You can't be mark of a carbon at night. You need zvicha b'shas simcha. The answer is, if you require zvicha b'shas simcha, the last night, the night of Shmini Atzeres, is not an independent obligation of simcha. It's simply the conclusion of 7 days of simcha. As we said before, 24/7. Remember, if you require Zvicha B'Shas Simcha, there's no Simcha the first night, because if you back of Erev Yom Tov, it's too early. It's not about Simcha. He counts 24/7. So if you require Zvicha B'Shas Simcha, the Simcha of Leil Shmini Atzeres is simply the conclusion of the 24/7. And therefore, Rashi says in Masechta Psachim, going according to the opinion that requires Zvicha B'Shas Simcha, that it's only the night of the Shmini, the end of the 24/7, and not the day of the Shmini, because it says 7 days. That's the Rashi Masechta Psachim. Very nice. Beautiful. The Ribui is the eighth night, which is only a carryover of day seven. Can't be an independent obligation because you need Zvicha B'Shas Simcha, and there's no Zvicha at night. But we paskin la'alocha that you do not require Zvicha B'Shas Simcha. The machlokas between Ravin and Jimmy and Masechta Psachim, the person like Ravin, who says you do not require Zvicha B'Shas Simcha. Oh, again, if you say that you require Zvicha B'Shas Simcha, then Rashi and Psachim is correct that the night of the 8th is just a carryover of the 7th. And remember, the Gemara tells the Masechta Chulin in the Beis Hamikdash, Halayla Holech Achar Hayom. Generally in Halacha, we all know Vayera Vayivoker. Right? Shabbos starts at 9. I mean, all Jewish days start at sunset till the next sunset. Not Mikdash. In Mikdash, Mikzeres HaKosav, the day starts in the morning and ends the next morning. We understand very well that the 24/7 of Simcha Chag HaSukkos starts the morning of day one and ends the morning of day eight. Beautiful. We paskin, you don't require Zvicha B'Shas Simcha, the Rambam paskin, Sinuchos Chagiga. If that's the case, gentlemen, then there's an independent obligation of Simcha on Shmini Atzeres, and therefore it applies to the day of Kav HaChomer. That's a simple read. Hahalal Vasimcha Shmona. Yes. Right. Excellent question. It's a great question. Why did Rashi say that the Havamina is going with the opinion of Lobina Zvicha B'Shas Simcha? According to Rav Zholti, the Maskana of the Rashi is also going Lobina Zvicha B'Shas Simcha. Excellent question. The answer is, the Havamina is that since you, if you don't require Zvicha B'Shas Simcha, there is a Chiv of Shlomim the first night. And the conclusion is that even though you don't require Zvicha B'Shas Simcha, nonetheless, there perhaps is not a mitzvah of Achilas Shlomim the first night. You could offer it on Erev Sukkos, but perhaps you're not required. That's the answer to your question. It's a great question. In any event, this is what's pshat according to the opinion that says in Pesachim, what do you do with the Mishnah? Halav Simcha Shmona, 24/7, not 8. The answer, I believe, is although it's only 24/7 according to that opinion, nonetheless it spans 8 calendar days. It begins the night of the 15th and concludes the night of the 22nd, which are 8 calendar days. You look at by a calendar, you'll see on the calendar that of course the day and the night begins and ends at sunset. That's the answer. Okay, so it's a machlokas Ravin, an Ula in that particular situation in Masechta Pesach. Okay, now what about a case where you have no ability to do so? So your Tosa says, we saw enough membeis and midbeis to use ksus nekiya v'yayin yosha. The kasha is, Rabbi Osai, is a very famous Tosfos in Masechta Moed Katan, Daf Yudal Amud Beis, where Tosfos paskins that shar minei simcha are only midrabbanan, against the Rambam. So shar minei simcha the Rabbanan, so why is Tosfos here quoting the Gemara in Pesachim that you use ksus nekiya, good, nice, clean clothes and old wine? Perhaps we can suggest, if you require zvicha b'shas simcha, then it's not enough to have achilas p'sar shlomim. You also have to have zvichas p'sar shlomim. And if that's the case, then the same as zvicha is included in simcha, so too is ksus, nikia, and yayin, yashim. But Tosfos on that Moed Katan Yudal goes la'halacha that you do not require zvicha b'shas simcha. Then we can suggest the simcha is only midaraisa, only achilas b'sar shlomim. So suggests Rav Zsolti zichrono livracha. Okay, the Ritva, by contrast, here in our daf mem beis and midbeis, suggests that b'sar shlomim is mitzvah min hamuvchar, but it's not ma'akev. Now, Ma'akev, what happens the first day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos? He must be Yotzei with Besar Chulin or Shar Minei Simchas. And so writes the Ran. Yeah. Of course, this question and answer of the Ritva on the Ran, if you look at the footnote on the Ritva, footnote number 5 right over here, that's the Gemara's Kash. Im Sochem and Ayan Alta Tosik, Wod and Afman Beis and Midbeis. So it's a Gemara's kasha, but in any event, this is a good kasha with a good answer. Now, before we go into our second part of the shiur, we have to answer a very interesting question. There's a mitzvah Shamei Simcha, correct? Tell me, is there a mitzvah to be makav Shamei Simcha, or is it only a mitzvah to eat Shamei Simcha? Does the concept of Shamei Simcha as an independent carbon exist? And if so, how frequently must it be brought? Anybody know the answer to this question?
Can you repeat the question?
Yes. We know that there are 3 obligations of korban on every Yom Tov. That's how the Rambam starts. Hilchos Chagiga. Korban Chagiga, Olas Re'iya, and Shamei Simcha. So the first two are well defined. But the third, Shamei Simcha, is not at all well defined. Is there an obligation to bring mark of a separate korban and call it Shamei Simcha, or there's no such obligation? All you have to do is eat Psar Shlomim. It could be any other kind of Shlomim too. It could be a korban toda, it could be a Shamei Nedava. It doesn't have to be a Shamei Simcha as such. Anybody know the answer to this question? If you don't know, you're in good shape, because no one really knows for sure, but it doesn't say anywhere. Is there an obligation, yes or no? So, right over here, we find a machlokes. According to the, I'll give you different names which are attached to this. It's a Sfas Emes in the Sechta Yuma, Dav Gimel. It's also the opinion of Rav Shach in Avi Ezri that there exists a Chiyuv of Shalmei Simcha as such once every Yom Tov. This is in contrast to the opinion of the Turei Evan, Shakas Aryeh, Rosh Hashanah Davov, who says, give the pun, there's no such animal, there's no such thing as Shalmei Simcha. You made up, you're over in Baltosif, made up a new mitzvah. The only thing you have to do is eat carbon shlamim. That's not where it came from. You have to eat it. It could be someone else's carbon, it could be a carbon toda, it could be a carbon shalmei yoch, and the dava, anything. No such thing. No such thing. So much so, Rav Shach refused to print his chiddush in the Seif Avi Ezri because the chazish wrote him a letter. Don't you dare print this. This is Baal Tosef. You made it by mitzvah out of nowhere. But the Lador said, don't print it. Then how do I know about it? At the end, he did print it. Why did he print it? So I wouldn't go against the chazish myself. I found on that Turei Evan that God's Baruch Tam, or Baruch Frankel, said the Turei Evan is wrong. There is such a mitzvah. Once he said it, I can say it too. That's why it's printed with that letter. It's all printed in Rav Shach Sefer Avi Ezri. Mr. Kuhn. There's a third shita, and the Chaste David in the Tosefta Chagiga, Perek Alef Alochei, says you have to bring it once every Yontif, like the Sfas Emes, like the Baruch Tam, like Rav Shach. But the Mayim Chaim on that Tosefta says you have to bring a Korban Shalmei Simcha each and every day. Whoa. Expensive proposition. But that's the machlokas. Fine. Daruch Haner, talk about getting closer to home, right over here in Adaf, Daf Mem Chesem, and Av has a Shaila. Did you be Yotzi with Shalmei Simcha of others? Or yes, yours from yesterday? Right? He says, you know what? The Turei Evan is right. There's no such obligation. No such obligation. Oh. Oh. Narabosai. Is a problem. You know, if you look in the Gemara, there's always a tzion to the Rambam. The Ein Mishnah did a great job. But in our Gemara, Daf Mem Chesem and Aleph, from Mishnah to Mishnah, there's no Ein Mishpat. That means the Rambam omitted the din to exclude the first night from Simcha. Why did the Rambam omit a din mefurash in the Gemara? Right? The Rabbah say Yontav Achron, the Mat Yontav Rishon, not in the Rambam at all. That's the kasha. So, to answer this kasha, I want to share with you a word of the Sefer Emek Brocha, one of the great Svarim, Talmud of the Briskerov, Chazon Ish, quotes as follows. The Shakas Aryeh, the Simen Samachest, asks the kasha. The Rif in Brochas, and in the second parak, is a famous piece where there's a Velus Yom Rishon. Or beyond your mission is Doraisa. So the Rif says Avelus beyond your mission is not Doraisa. Either Gemara says Osi Ese the Rabim V'dochi Le'ese the Yochid. That means Yom Tov Naksov Avelus. And according to the Rif, Avelus is Doraisa. Says the Rif that the Gemara there is going according to the Mandi Omar, who says, listen carefully, that Avelus Lailas Doraisa. So if Avelus Lailas Doraisa, it must be that there's Simchas Yom Tov on the first night as well. As we paskin, Avelus Laila is the Rabbanon. Avelus Laila is the Rabbanon. And therefore, there is no Avelus past the first day, and the Gemara is in effect Shaloka Halacha. That's what the Rif says. Frek the Shakas Aryeh. Wait a second. If Avelus Lailas Doraisa, then how can Yontif knock it off? We just saw Gemara here enough in Chesem and Aleph. There is no Simchas Yontif the first night. So there should be Avelus Doraisa the first night of Yontif. That's the Shakas Aryeh's Kasha against the Rif. Answer of Chaim Mibrisk. That the Gemara here only excludes Shalmei Simcha. Shalmei Simcha, but other types of Simcha, which according to the Rambam, in contradistinction to Tosafot, Yudalit, The Tosis holds that the whole Gemara there is all the Rabbanan. Avelis the Rabbanan, Simchas Yontov is the Rabbanan. This man has there. The Rambam holds it's Doraisa. Okay? It's Doraisa. Not only is Shlomim Doraisa, but Shar Simchas are also Doraisa. And therefore they knock out Avelis Doraisa. Even if it had been Doraisa. Fine. That's what the Chaim answers. Says the Emek Bruch, if that's the case, the Rambam never said, listen carefully, never said is the chiyuv to shecht the shlamim on erev yom tov. So it's automatically understood that the first night of yom tov there's no chiyuv to have shalom and simcha. Had there been, he would have to say explicitly, you must bring a korban on erev yom tov. He didn't say so. By omission, the Rambam is teaching us that the first night of yom tov there is no obligation to eat a korban shlamim. What about the other kinds of simcha? Absolutely is an obligation. That's why the Rambam omitted the distinction between the first night and the rest, because half of it by Shlomim he did so by omission, no chiyuv to bring a korban on erev yom tov, and the other half in fact does apply on the first night of yom tov. Those who psachim may remember that the Rashbam that says if a person had four cups of wine in a row at the Seder, he's not yotzi abakos, he's yotzi simcha, because Simchas Yom Tov, they Chayrus Yom Tov means Simchas Yom Tov. So that exists on the first night as well. Fine. So far, so good. Okay. Now, here we come. Yes, sir.
So the question was, given the Avelis the first night is the Raisa, how is it knocked out by Simchas Yom Tov the first night, which is only the Rabbanan?
It is Doraisa.
The Simchas Yom Tov is also Doraisa.
Correct. Only the Shlomim part is not Doraisa.
And everybody agrees to that?
No. The Chaim said it.
So, what if you're. Okay, what if you're not Reb Chaim?
You're not Reb Chaim. You have problems. You're bigger problems than this.
You know who Reb Chaim is.
Oh, that's, I can say it. That's the Tosa's answer. The whole thing is the Rabbana. The whole thing. Osi, Esed Yachad, they're both the Rabbana. Simchas Bivan Azed, Bechlau is the Rabbana. And Avelis is also only the Rabbanan, even the first day. If you hold like Tosa, you have no problem. If you hold like the Rambam and don't hold like Reb Chaim, then you may have a problem. Shagas Arias Kasha. No, no one passes that way. Nobody. No one passes that way. We don't, according to Ashkenazim, even the first day is the Rabbanan. No one holds the first night to us, to my knowledge. Okay? So far, so good. We now come to the climactic second part of today's shiur. I'm looking at the clock carefully. I'm going to try to end on time. Listen to this one. I'm going to leave it. So far, I gave you no direct quotations that you didn't have in front of you. Now there's going to be a quotation that you don't have in front of you. So if you want to write it down, feel free. There's the Chazon Ish, Simen Kuf Chav Dalet, which is his Likutim to Masechet Pesachim, Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph. I'm going to read you two lines of a quotation. Quote. Behold the Marbina and Lelos. Right? We saw that we're Marbe Lelos. Rashi quoted over here in Sukkadaf and Chesem and Aleph. He quotes over here as follows. Shar Lelos lo tzrichi ribuye. Yomim afilu Lelos b'mashma k'deravina gabe Sukkadaf and Gimel and Aleph. So Rashi, you don't even need a ribuy for Shar Lelos. Tosis disagrees, so you do need a ribuy with Shar Lelos. But okay, that's not for this moment. Let's go a little further. This ribuy, whether it's a pasuk or whether it's known by itself, watch the quotation goes on. Yesh listapik. Now, Rabosai, if the Chazon Ish wasn't sure, you can bet your bottom dollar there's no Gemara. Because he knew all of the Torah by heart. But he has a suffix, so who are we? Don't try to look it up somewhere. It's a suffix of Chazon Ish, which means it cannot be resolved by looking in the Gemara. That's a simple pshat. Im tzarech shlamim bein b'yom bein b'layla. Do you require shlamim every day and every night? So that means you'd have to have 14 times shlamim, maybe 15, in theory possibly even 16 times shlamim. If you have a low cholesterol diet, you're in deep trouble, right? Have so much red meat. Oh no, the yote b'achila pamachas. You can fulfill the obligation of halal v'simcha shmona, the simcha shmona, once per day. Bein imacholon b'yom, bein imacholon b'alaylo. The chadish is mesupuk. Okay, there. Leave out the first day, leave out the last day, just to make the six in between days, day from day two through day seven. Yes, certainly chayiv in shamei simcha for sure. You have to eat red meat. How many times in those 6 days, 2 through 7? 12 times or 6 times? You may say the beautiful chakira, a suffix that no one can resolve because Chazish didn't find anywhere in Shas. But you know, Mashiach will come and he'll bring a Sanhedrin. They'll be able to figure it out for us. In the interim, we have Nebuch. How many times do we eat Shamei Simcha in those 6 days? Zero. We have no Beis HaMikdash. So this Chakira seems to be what we call Hilchos of the Mashicha. It's something which is irrelevant to us right now, except when we daven for the Mashiach to come and Beis HaMikdash. But not so fast, Rabbi Osai. As you know, there is an obligation of Simcha even in 2018. Yes. How do we do Simcha nowadays? It's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch Tav Yayin, based on the Gemara Masechet Pesachim, Tav Kuf Ches, Yayin Yisamach Levav Enosh. The Rambam requires Bosar as well, the way he learns Pshat in that Gemara. Obviously, if you don't Pesach Shlomim, we have Pesach Chulin plus Yayin, according to the Rambam, is the fair equivalent of Pesach Shlomim, and it's even Doraisa, according to the Rambam, according to Tosus, is the Rabbonan, Stam Yayin. Okay, you have to have Yayin. So the question then becomes, how many times do you have to have basar v'yayin, or yayin only according to the other poskim, in those 6 days? 6 or 12? So the Chazon Ish is not asking a theoretical question only if I'm correct, but it's relevant for us. So here, for many, many years, I'm not current now, and I'm not subscribing anymore. There was an ad that ran in the Anglo-Jewish Haredi press every single year, twice a year, just before Sukkot and just before Pesach. Still exists, that ad? But they ran out of money. Of course, money put it in. He says, Lezakos is the rabbin. Everybody be put on notice. You have an obligation to have meat and wine every single night and every single day of the upcoming holiday. He paskin l'chumra, like the Tzad of Chazon Ish, that you have to have it twice. The ad still runs? Anyone knows? No one reads those newspapers? Okay. Is he learning? I mean newspapers. Okay, fine.
What was the name of
those? I was Yated, Ramodia. That's we used to run those. I used to get those newspapers. That's where you see those ads. Let me know if the ad still runs. I'm curious. Moreover, Rabosai, in my humble opinion, it's obviously only my humble opinion, this very question, number one, may depend on the Machlokas Rashi Vitosis. Because Rashi says over here, you don't need a Riboy for Lelos. It's included in Yamim. So if it's included in Yamim, right, it would appear that, no, once per 24 hours would suffice. But Tosis in Pesachim Ayin Aleph says you need a ribui for each and every night, and the eighth needs an extra ribui for the Havamina, that you can't do it, you don't have to be shecht on day seven because Shmini Regel Bifnei Atzma, right? Like Erev Yontif, that's the Havamina. Kamash Malam, the seventh is considered Shas Simcha for the korban which is being brought on the 8th. So if Tosus is correct, then one can suggest that you need a ribui, and the ribui tells you not just that you may discharge the obligation at night, but maybe it tells you have to do it in fact twice every day, at day and at night, because it's an extra ribui. Perhaps that's a possibility. It's a possibility. Now, Interesting question. If indeed, it's enough to have only one, what about someone who fulfills the mitzvah of Simcha the first night? Is he obligated to have again on the first day? In other words, we're assuming now that that's normally not a requirement. Maybe it's different. The Chazon Ish quotes the Rashbam in Psachim. Yideyayin Yotza Simchas Yontif. So you see it as an obligation of the first night. And the Chazon Ish quotes the Rashbam as demonstrating it's an obligation the first night, implying that if there were no obligation, you would not fulfill the obligation of day one if in fact you had the wine at night. Because even though maybe it's enough to have once every 24 hours, but the first night is a possible exception. Or, as we shall see soon, there could be a different interpretation of why you cannot fulfill the mitzvah on the first night. Okay, let's go further. So now, Rabosai, the following shaila. Nowadays, again, the Chazon Ish's shaila was only in Bizman Shebeis Mikdash Shekayim V'Achilas Pesach Shlomim. What about nowadays? Is that ad correct? Or is the ad not correct? We're going through that very slowly because it's a very important question. How much wine must you drink? How much red meat must you have? According to most poskim, it has to be red meat. Why red meat? What's wrong with Bisar Oaf with chicken? It's healthier, lower cholesterol. Still called Fleshiks. Well, the Chagiga, the Gemara has a machloikas about this. The Rambam paskins, Oaf is not Basar HaMesameach. It's actually quoted in the Pische Tshuva, the very first Pische Tshuva in Yoredeya, believe it or not. So nowadays, according to the Rambam, requires meat. And the Gemara Daf Kuf Tes means that nowadays you need meat plus wine. That's the Mashal says at the beginning of the second parak of Beitza. So that should be, red meat. Red meat. There is a brisa which says, Yatsu Elush En Chagiga Ba Mehem, it's a meat of oaf only from Shalmei Simcha, then maybe chicken would work. The question in the Gemara, how does a Ravashi that disagree with a brisa? The Tzlach and Chagiga Dafches, here's Akasha, not for now. Coming back a little late. So how much red meat and wine do you have to have in those 6 days? 6 times or 12 times? Let's go slowly. Let's try to analyze it very, very carefully. Maybe as follows. We saw earlier, if you require Zvicha B'Shat Simcha, you must assume that Ksus, Nikiya, and Yayashin is Daraisa, as the Gemara says Beferish on that. In Pesachim Daf Ayin Aleph, which is cited. Let's go back to our Tosfos at the beginning. Okay. We started, we're going to end the Shia with the same Tosfos. Mem Beis and Mem Beis, the first Tosfos in the parak that you're learning. Tosfos at the end quotes the Gemara. Kedamar HaPapa B'Perek Eil Dvarim Al Kushya Acheres Misamcho B'Ksus Nekiyo V'Yayin Yashem Hachanami Neim Ahachi. Tosfos doesn't tell you here what the Kushya Acheres is. Okay? But whatever. We already saw the Gemara. I guess I should read the Gemara too. What is this mysterious Kushya Acheres? Tosfos assumes you know Shas, right? What's the Kushya Acheres to which Rav Papa responds by saying Sus Nikiya and Yayin Yosha? I read you the Gemara. Tosfos quotes the Gemara, just doesn't tell you what it is. Ayin Aleph Amur Aleph in Masechta Pesachim. Listen very carefully. These are the words. Oh. Hahalal va simcha shmona. I am mit beinon zvicha bisha simcha. Hazirnen sagien lo mashkachas al shiva. Kon shachayom tava rishon yos b'shabbos. Oh, this is very common even in our calendar, right? Sukkos falls out on Shabbos, Right? So the first day, if Yehudi do not require Zvichah B'Shah Simcha, no problem. Shecht and Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif. But if you hold Zvichah B'Shah Simcha, you're stuck. So what's going to Omer HaPapa? Misamcha B'Ksus Nikiya V'Yayin Yosha. So it's the Raisa, at least according to one opinion, which says what? That you require Zvichah B'Shah Simcha. We mentioned earlier, is a machlokas in the Gemara. Do you require Zvichah B'Shah Simcha, or do you not? Do you or do you not? Oma Ula, you need Zvicha B'Shas Simcha. Okay? Robin says, you don't need Lobina Zvicha B'Shas Simcha. So Machlokas Amaroim. As we said before, the Amaroim who hold Zvicha B'Shas Simcha, according to Rav Zsolti, we mentioned earlier, say it's 24-7, and only the night. And you learn Pshat in the Mishnah, Simcha Shmon, it's 8 calendar days, it's only 24-7. You do not require Zvicha B'Shah Simcha, which is Rambam, Pesach of the Rambam, then it could be the 8th day as well as the 8th night, as we said before. If you hold Zvicha B'Shah Simcha, you're stuck to say, Heksus Nekiyah V'Yai Nyoshin must be a Doraisa, otherwise when Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, you have a quandary, you can't fulfill the mitzvah on the first day of Yom Tov at all. Impossible. Oh. So let's go further. If that's the case, perhaps we should say that there's a chiv of psar, kulin, and yayin every night and every day. Because Tosis has the base upon a ribuy. I should read you that Tosis. I told you before about peh. But Tosis disagrees with Rashi and says every night actually requires a ribuy. Let's read it to you. L'rabos l'yontav ha'achrin says Tosis as follows. Tosa says that the night requires a ribuy. Every night requires a ribuy. Just that the eighth night requires an additional ribuy. The first Tosa is on the Ayin Aleph Amad Aleph. It's as follows. Leros Acheret Itzrich Ribuya against Rashi. Who the smacked them says Yomim. Okay? So it tells, okay, yeah, that's the first Tosis. I just want to read it to you inside. So maybe you can make the following distinction. Listen carefully, please. There is no ribuy for the first night. You can be Yote Simcha the first day on Shabbos with Yayin Yoshan, obviously, only once. If we're not Marbe, say a goal against Rav Chaim. It's possible, right? You said before. If you only Marbe Yayin the first day, on the first day, and you do not require twice yayin on the first day, only the day and not the previous night, because the Gemara's question was, right, from every single first day, what do you do if it falls out on Shabbos? You're stuck. Okay, so as long as you have yayin yoshan on the first day, it suffices. You do not require it twice. Seems to me, Rabosai, that I can prove it to you from the Marsha we spoke about earlier. Marsha seems to say, that's why it was such an important Marsha I told you. The Marsha says, on a typical day, when Shmini Atzeres is any other day of the week except for Sunday, Tosa does no kasha. I Motzi Shabbos. What do you do every other Motzi Shabbos? No, you have it the next day. Rabbi says Mefurish in the Marsha, not Mefurish in Shas. The Chos Mefurish in the Marsha that the obligation of Shabbos Simcha can be fulfilled once every 24 hours, not twice. I repeat one more time. We start with the Marshal's Kasha. The Marshal asks, why is Tosis bothered only when the funny case we don't even have nowadays when Sukkos is on Sunday? There's always a Miyamotzi Shabbos. So he gave his answer because of the Ribu Mefurish. Okay, but we like the Masho's answer better. The Masho answered, no. Any other day, it's true you can't check on Shabbos. So there's no Pesach Shlomim on Motzi Shabbos. No problem. the obligation is fulfilled on Sunday by day. No problem. What do you mean no problem? According to the Tzadik HaZanish, that you're required to have every day and every night, you missed on the Motzei Shabbos. It's a serious problem. The Chor Yosef and the Marsha Klor, he was poshet the shayla of the Chazanish Lekula. It's enough to have once every 24 hours. You don't require twice every 24 hours. Now, why the Chazanish didn't quote the Marsha? I told you, who called the Torah Kula backwards and forwards? I don't know. Maybe the Marsha might be right. We like the Marsha. But maybe he'll. I can't answer for the Chazanish, but I thought that the Marsha is a Raya Barura. It's enough to have Simcha once every 24 hours. And that's why I'm disagreeing with the ad that's run in the newspapers that says you have to have twice every 24 hours. And number one, I'm afraid of the extra expense, the high cholesterol, the high alcohol content. And I think the Marsha is right. I think if the Marsha is right, I think then I'm right. Am I right? If you can shlug me up, doesn't the Marsha say klar that there's never a problem with Motzei Shabbos? You can fulfill it the next day. It's obvious. It's not. It's only have enough once every 24 hours. Yes, sir.
Isn't that only this month?
Oh. Tosis kasha is not only a kasha if you require Zvicha b'shah simcha, because whether you do or don't, there's still no way, Jose, you can have Psar Shlomo and Motzei Shabbos. Impossible. Never in your life. Because you can't Shechter on Shabbos. If you Shechter on Friday, it expires on Shkia and Shabbos. That's a kasha according to everybody. It doesn't depend upon these two mandiyam. Oh. Now I'm going to say another chap. Many years ago, I had a discussion with Rav Shechter Shalita, both assuming it's enough to have once every 24 hours. How do you measure the 24 hours? I'm a plain Jew. I'm not such a fancy. I'm a plain person. I said, what do you mean? Vayera vayvoker. So, if you want to have meat and wine once every day, you have to keep a cheshbon, right? Yontif, fine. You have Chol HaMoed. You have 4 or 5 days of Chol HaMoed. Keep track. Starting from Motzei Yontif HaRishon until Erev Yontif HaAchron, so there can be 4 or 5 days, right? 4 on Pesach and 5 on Sukkot. See, I'm talking about here in Chutz Laretz. So you have to have 4 times, within that 24-hour clip of another day of Chol HaMoed. Rav Shechter Shlita thought that I was incorrect. Why? Because he thought that the mitzvah of Simcha today is patterned after the mitzvah of Simcha in the what? Beis HaMikdash, and he felt that in the Beis HaMikdash we should apply the principle of Aron Chulin Halayla Holech Acharayom. So he felt you should start in the morning and then when you go to sleep at night. Truth is, it's easier to track it his way. But you get up in the morning, did I have my meat and wine today? You're going to sleep at night? Not? Okay, go raid the fridge. Raid the fridge, have some meat and wine before you go to sleep. According to me, you have to keep a cheshbon that I have last night. It's a more complicated cheshbon, I agree. But I still think I'm right. Now do I think I'm right? It seems to me it's mefurish in the Marsha. 100% mefurish. What does the Marsha say? That in other days there's not a problem. Why? Because although you can't have on Motzei Shabbos, you can fulfill it. What does he say? The next day, not the previous day. The next day. If Rav Shechter Shlita was right, what should the Marsha have said? You fulfilled it the previous day. Seems to me that I'm a foolish in the Marsha, that I'm right. I'm right twice. That sounds too. Seems to me, and I could be, I'm totally wrong. Number one, it's right. It's only once every 24 hours, as opposed to the first Tzadik HaZanish. And number two, it's fulfilled the night and the subsequent day. I think the Marsha is so beferish. That's why I told you the Marsha is so important. You probably didn't know what I was talking about then, but now you understand why the Marsha is so important. You can argue the Marsha has a different interpretation. Kain Nire Li. And it comes out that the Hayom is Holach Achar Alayla, even according, listen carefully now, even according to the Rashi. Remember, we had a steer in Rashi. Rashi himself said, Ein Simcha L'Achila Shlomo V'Yom Tov Akon Gufei Lo, even according to the Rashi who holds, according to Rav Zolti anyway, that you require Zvicha Bishas Simcha, and we thought it's 24/7. I thought that Rav Shechta Shlita was right according to Rashi and Pesachim. Why? Because then it's 24/7. I told you three times. It starts the morning of the first day of Sukkot, ends the morning of Shmini Atzeres. It makes sense. You slice it in 24/7. You slice it in seven slices from morning to night, from morning to the next morning. But since I thought all the law we paskin that you do not require Zvicha B'Shas Simcha, we paskin therefore that the eighth day by day there is a chiyuv of Simcha, and if there is a chiyuv of Simcha on the eighth day, then what should emerge? It should emerge that the eight separate days and you slice them by erev vayivoker. Now we go back. This Tosis, what did Mashal say? Let's go back to the Mashal one more time. What did Mashal say about our Tosis? At the very end, he says, Eich Shiyah, this is if you have my edition, it's page Lamed Gimel, the first line. Hatosis, the Hossam, Sosim, the Reim, the Hocha. Why? Because Tosis here is working with an assumption that there's no Chiyuv on the eighth day. So I always thought, if there's no chiyuv of the eighth day, the Rav Shechta Shlita was right. But if I'm reading the Mashal correctly, then no, it's not right. Even according to that man, the Yama, Tosfos holds no simcha on the eighth day. Nonetheless, in all other days, the Shalelos. I'm looking again. Maybe I'm wrong. So you have to look a second time. We look at the words of the Mashal. What yom? See, I jumped to conclusions. I thought the yom meant obviously the next day. Laila v'yom. According to Rav Shechta Shlita, no. The yom means the previous day. It's not the simple read of the words, because there's always simple the previous day. I don't think you can read it that way. It probably has to be the next day, I think. So I think, again, I think my read is more correct. But we never, you know, never say never, never say always. The Pashva, I think, is the way I said it. Okay. Finally, last point for today. The Tzlach in Chagiga Davov proves that the Sfas Emes is correct. It is an obligation to bring a Shami Simcha once a Yontif, as opposed to the Chazon Ish, who was so viscerally opposed to this opinion. Where did he get it from? From a Tosefta. Simchas Tashlumin all 7 days. Before Shu Tosefta Chagiga. Tashlumin all 7 days? That's impossible. Maybe Tashlumin all 7 days. Every day it has its own independent obligation to eat Shami Simcha. And there's no obligation to bring a carpet. You can't talk about tashlumin. It's a non sequitur. What kind of tashlumin? If you miss the day, you don't have to eat twice the next day. And to bring a carpet, you don't keep a carpet at all. Says the Slach, a right to the Sfas Emes. Comes Rav Zsolti and says, no, he's going to disprove the Slach's proof. You know why? It says over there, Simchas tashlumin all 7 days. Not 8 days. It's talking about Pesach. Pesach, Rabosai. Pesach. Talking about Pesach. Therefore, what? It really is a chiyuv. Maybe, Rabosai, we should make the following understanding. You have to eat Pesach Shlomim once. Ideally, you do it the first day. But if you didn't do it the first day, you do it any one of the next 6 days. Rabosai, the same is true of Hallel. How do we start the Shia? Rashi said, right? Now, what did Rashi say? The first Rashi that we read today. Rabosai, that's what we're up to, right? And the way we started, with that first Rashi. Ha Hallel, Ligmar Kol Hashmona, Ken Tiknu Nevi'im Rishonim. Why did it in Pesach? Because Chag is Chalukah Mekorban Hosein. Every day is a new Yontif. You have to full hallel every day, and Pesach not. What happens? A person couldn't say full hallel the first day Pesach. He was in the hospital, he couldn't say halal. And again, and Chalamayid, he comes to. What's the din? Anyone know? It says in the Machza, Chalamayid, you say half halal. Reb Chaim said, this fellow who didn't say halal the first day or two of Pesach because he was sick, says full halal and Chalamayid Pesach. Why? Tashlumin for the first day or two. So Rav Zol, this is the same thing applies to Achilas Psa Shlomim. Halal and Simcha in the same breath. You have to eat Psa Shlomim once, and you can make up for it in subsequent days. Yes?
Maybe because he was honest, he was sick, and therefore... he was puster the first few days, but then when it comes into fruition, the last days, he has a chiv of the first days.
Correct.
Therefore he would have to say
it. So he has to say a whole halal, and he has to eat Psa Shlomim. Oh! But if Rabosai, if this is the case, it's an unbelievable chiddush. The Rav Zolt, in effect, is saying. He's saying that in the Yontif of Pesach, there's no obligation to eat Psa Shlomim every day. Because if there would be, he wouldn't call it Hashlomim. So a halal of Asimcha Shmona is only when on Sukkot. Don't jump to conclusions and say, a halal of Asimcha Shiv on Pesach. For halal, it's certainly not true. Guess what? It's not true for Simcha Shlomim either. So Rav Shechter Shlita said, he thinks the guy who runs the ad, number one, he can save some ink. You don't have to have it twice a day. Once a day is enough. Question: how you slice the days? And number two, he shouldn't run the ad before Pesach. It's not true on Pesach. On Pesach, there's no obligation to have meat and wine every day. Once is enough. Wow, that's a chiddush nifla. So even though one of the Gedolei Hador said it, and it does emerge from Rav Zolti's answer to refute what the Tzlach said, I'm still a little bit nervous. We have a right to follow that psak. So I think that if you can handle it, if you can't, if it's hard for you, you should rely on what Rav Shechter Shlita said. But if you can handle it, you know, Pesach's coming up. It's coming up. On both sides. It's coming up. 3 months is Pesach. If you can handle it for those extra 4 days, right, of Chalamayit Pesach, if you can handle it, it'll be a kedai to have bos or v'yayim again, only once in those 4 days. If I'm right, starting from Vayera Vayevoker, even the holiday of Pesach, despite the fact that it's sad to say, it would only apply to Sukkot and not to Pesach. Just to review, yeah?
You say it's more important to have yayin or basar because...
Sure, because according to the Shulchan Aruch, there's no chiv basar. Only the Rambam says the chiv basar. Shulchan Aruch says, ein simcha la b'yayin. The Rambam has a unique opinion that basar and yayin today is the equivalent of Psar Shlomim in the old days. We pass like the Rambam. The ad that runs in the newspaper passes like the Rambam. I try to follow the Rambam too. Tovlei Mishnah Tumen, it says that we try to fulfill this mitzvah. But if my cholesterol got too high, I would rely on the Shulchan Aruch against the Rambam and not have the red meat and challah might either. Okay. Just to review, we spent some time talking about Halal Basimcha Shmona. We spoke about the obligation of Psar Shlomim Bisman by Samigash Yakayim. We spoke about a contradiction in two Rashis. Rav Zolti's Teretz, it depends if you need Zvicha B'Shas Simcha. We spoke about how that translates Bisman Hazel. We have a different kind of Simcha that may be the Raisa, the Rabbanan, Rachokas, Ramam, and Tosis. But the question is the thing of Shalmei Simcha as such? Three opinions. There's a Shaila of whether we have to have the Ara Simcha nowadays every single day of Chalamayid or not. And if you do once a day or twice a day, and it's only once a day, how you slice the days, we should be Zolcha to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, we can be Makam Korban Shlomim, from Heir of Yomeinu. Amen.
Amen.